In Psalm 63, David said, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." To help you focus your thoughts upon God at the close of this day, we bring you this devotional meditation, From Morning and Evening, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the 19th century. This evening's text is found in John chapter 16 and verse 15. "He shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." There are times when all the promises and doctrines of the Bible are of no avail, unless a gracious hand shall apply them to us. We are thirsty, but too faint to crawl to the water brook. When a soldier is wounded in battle, it is of little use for him to know that there are those at the hospital who can bind up his wounds, and medicines there to ease all the pains which he now suffers. What he needs is to be carried thither, and to have the remedies applied. It is thus with our souls, and to meet this need there is one, even the Spirit of Truth, who takes of the things of Jesus and applies them to us. Think not that Christ has placed his joys on heavenly shelves, that we may climb up to them for ourselves, but he draws near and sheds his peace abroad in our hearts. O Christian, if thou art tonight laboring under deep distresses, thy Father does not give thee promises and then leave thee to draw them up from the Word like buckets from a well, but the promises he has written in the Word he will write anew on your heart. He will manifest his love to you, and by his blessed Spirit dispel your cares and troubles. Be it known unto thee, O mourner, that it is God's prerogative to wipe every tear from the eye of his people. The good Samaritan did not say, "Here is the wine, and here is the oil for you." He actually poured in the oil and the wine. So Jesus not only gives you the sweet wine of his promise, but holds the golden chalice to your lips and pours the life blood into your mouth. The poor, sick, wayworn pilgrim is not merely strengthened to walk, but he is borne on eagle's wings. Glorious gospel, which provides everything for the helpless, which draws nigh to us when we cannot reach after it, brings us grace before we seek for grace. Here is as much glory in the giving as in the gift. Happy people who have the Holy Ghost to bring Jesus to them. This meditation was taken from Morning and Evening by C.H. Spurgeon. Please listen each evening at this same time for Morning and Evening.